Appreciate the goodness of God and His grace, His help this week. And appreciate a little time off of work. That's a blessing. A little bit of rest. And, they asked me when I left work Wednesday, brother asked me what I was going to do over the holiday. I said a whole bunch of nothing if I can get by with it. If the Lord will let me, He did. That's what I did, brother. Did a bunch of nothing. That's what Keith was talking about. I might have done a little more than he did, but you know. But I appreciate the goodness of God anyway. Brother Danny, good to see you this morning, brother. Appreciate you being here this morning. Glad the Lord helped you be in the house of God. We're going to look in Hebrews. I want to read a verse of Scripture, Matthew, before we turn there. I said a little something to preach about it. He was preaching the other week. He mentioned, I think about a couple Wednesdays ago, he said something about John the Baptist. He said, "For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And Brother Hyatt's talking about Aaron's wife, you know, wanted his head on a platter, and she got it, brother. She got his head on a platter, but she was too late. Can't never get it. You're not going to be ahead of God. I know that what we mean by we say, you know, wait on the Lord and don't get ahead of God and don't try to get ahead of God. Brother Hyde, I understand what we say that. I know what we mean by that. But you're not going to get ahead of God. She got John the Baptist's head on the platter, but she wasn't ahead of God. The purpose of God's already fulfilled in him by the time that happened. She's too late. She's too late. You can't. She wanted God's man out of the way, Brother Hyde, and she thought she got him out of the way, but she really didn't. She really didn't get him out of the way. She got his head on a platter, but God took him out of the way. He got out of the way. John said he had to do that. He had to get out of the way. He had to decrease and the Lord increase. But the point is the purpose of his life had already been fulfilled. She was too late. She didn't take him off the scene before his time. God did that. I mean, he was in the perfect will of God. And this morning, listen, you're in the will of God, and you're in God's hand. And I know that we can get anxious, Brother Robert. We can get in a hurry, and sometimes we can step out ahead, seem like we'll be ahead, and we can not wait on God, and that don't go well. Best thing you can do is stay where God's got you at until God says move, and then you move, and you stay right there. Hey, you make a step and you stay right there and you walk in the light God's give you and you stay right there. But listen, man can't get ahead of God. He's ahead of all, Brother Hyde. He's before all. He's before all. Y'all hear him saying? I know, Brother Hyde, we can step out of the will of God and we can make a move, and God didn't tell us it's time to make a move. I understand that. But God's purpose is going to be fulfilled in that if you do it. That's right. You're not ahead of him. You're not out in hand, and he's trying to catch up with you is what I'm trying to say. He's out front, Brother Robert. He's the leading, thank God, in all things according to his purpose, and it accomplished his will, and he will conform you to the image of his dear son in all walks of your life. You've got a pathway God's going to take you down, and we got different paths this morning, but it's all going to lead to the end, and the end is to his image, what God's doing. Hebrews chapter 3 this morning. I thank God that God's in control this morning. And there's things I'm facing and asking God to handle and take care of and believing God to do it. And listen, I think a lot of time about them three Hebrews. If he don't, he's still God. He's still God, Brother Robert. I'm still in his hand. And I can still, listen, I can have the peace of God that passes all understanding in the midst of all the turmoil and trouble that the world and everything could throw at me, a man can still have the peace of God and know, thank God, that he's in the hand of God. Yeah. Thank God. I'm glad he's sovereign this morning. Yeah. Over all. Well, if he's sovereign now, he's sovereign over all. Yeah. It's not some. It's not anything left out, Brother Dan. It's all. Or else he's not sovereign. But he is. Hebrews chapter 3 this morning. Look here in the Word of God. And I try to, by the help of God, we'll look in some other scripture, probably in the book of John. And he said in verse number 1 of Hebrews chapter 3, notice what he said. He said in verse 18 of chapter 2, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. And he said, wherefore, holy brother? He said that, Brother Robert, and then he begins the next. He said, wherefore? He just said what he said. On account of that, what he's already mentioned, he said, holy brethren. He looks to me like, Brother Hyde, that he's talking to children of God. He said, holy brethren. That's what he said. He said, holy brethren. He didn't say nothing. He didn't call them anything else. He called them holy brethren. Now, it looks to me like, according to the word of God, if you're a holy brethren, then you have to be born again by the grace of God. That's the only holiness about me this morning, Brother Hyde. That's the only white reason I'm your brother. I'm not your natural brother. You're a Hyde and I'm a Redmond. But spiritually, we're brothers. The only way that could ever happen, and the only way that could be so this morning, is by the grace of God, salvation, cleansing of the blood. Thank God Jesus did it, put us in the same family. Thank God he's the head, we're the church, we're the family of God, the body of Christ. We're in this because God put us in there. And listen, this morning, if you're saved by the grace of God, you're holy brethren. He said, wherefore, holy brethren. He's not talking to sinners out in the world, people that don't know God. He's speaking to them that's been saved by the grace of God. He said, wherefore, holy brethren, notice this, here's other proof of it. He said, partakers of the heavenly calling. That means, Brother Hyde, we've partook of Christ. We've partook of the holy calling. I know he's speaking to Hebrews here, and he's speaking to them, but he's speaking to them, and he's telling them, thank God, you're a holy brethren. You are a partaker of the heavenly calling. He said he's able now to succor them that are tempted. He suffered being tempted, and all holiness, all righteous, everything was fulfilled in that, in his suffering, Brother High, in the suffering that Christ went through. All that was fulfilled in it. He said this in the Word of God. He said, consider. Consider. He's able now. He's able. He suffered, Brother Robert. He suffered. He's able to succor. He's able to help you. He's saying here, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. Consider him. Apostle, he's chosen one. He's a sent one. He's a chief cornerstone this morning. He's a chief cornerstone, and them apostles, his apostles, who he called and whom he sent, the scripture says that they're built on that foundation. They're a foundation this morning. Listen, they're a foundation, Brother Robert, that the church and the body standing on this morning, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Yeah. That's what the scripture says. He had men, apostles whom he called, whom he sent, Brother Hyde. And you go back and you look at the early church and the beginnings of the church, and there's the foundation. Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. Them apostles, there's a foundation there. Christ is the chief cornerstone, and without him, there is no foundation. Without him, the whole building falls. Without him, nothing's squared up, but nothing's in order, nothing's in line. That chief cornerstone, Brother Robert, that's where the beginning's at. That's where it starts. That's why everything else is right, because it's right. And if it ain't right, nothing else will be right. You think about it now. He calls us a house. He calls us a house. The scripture calls us a house this morning. It's in this scripture that I'm in right now. Calls us a house. He calls us a house. If you don't get the corners right, it won't be square. It can't be. It's impossible for it to be. I'm no carpenter and I'm no masonry. I'm not very good at construction. But I do know this much. If it ain't square in the corners, it ain't going to be square. It can't. It's absolutely impossible. Listen, why, Sister Linda, is the church still standing this morning? Because them apostles, yeah, they are in the foundation of God and in the foundation of the building and the house of God, the body of Christ. They are in that. But listen, they're built upon that chief cornerstone. The beginning is Christ right there. And listen, that's why it's still standing this morning. He's the rock, thank God. He's the rock. That's why it's standing. There's no shaky foundation this morning. He said here in the Word of God, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. He said, high priest, Brother Danny. He's speaking to Hebrews here. They knew something about a high priest. They lived that life, that covenant been given to them, that old covenant, that Old Testament. They knew something about what he's talking about. When he said the word high priest, Brother Danny, they understood that terminology. They understood that. They had lived that. They had been raised that way generation after generation. That commonwealth, them covenants, thank God, all that had been given, all them oracles of God, all that had been given to them. And they knew about that high priest that one time a year, Brother Danny, went in for his sins and theirs, and they was covered, thank God. They was covered for a year, not cleansed. They were never completely cleansed, Brother Hyde. They was never cleansed of the sin that they had. They was covered, thank God. They was covered. God received that because God gave that. They knew something about it. When the man of God wrote this, he wrote this to them. When he wrote the word high priest, it clicked to them. You understand what I'm saying? You got to know something about it. They knew something about what he's saying, Brother Danny. They understand. This group of people, they wanted to draw back in that old way. They wanted to go back after that old way in that Old Testament, Old Covenant. And the man of God's writing it to them that they'd come out of that. They'd come out of that. They'd come out of that old way. But he used the terminology high priest. They understood something about that, Brother Danny. I think he wrote that. It clicked with them. If I can say that this morning, it clicked with them. They had some understanding. They had some experience, Brother Danny, with the dealings of high priest. They knew what a high priest did. They knew what the high priest's purpose was, Brother Danny. He was the only one that could go into that, behind that veil, into that holy of holies where the presence of God was. Not those other priests that were doing the service of the tabernacle. They couldn't go in there. They could not go in there. They had a purpose, and they had a duty, a service to perform. They did, Brother Robert, and I'm not making little belittling them, but they could not go in behind that veil where that high priest went. There's only one high priest. They knew about that. They knew, thank God, that if it weren't for the high priest, Brother Danny, going behind that veil where God was at, where the presence of God is, if it weren't for that, their sins would not be covered for another year, and they was in bad shape. They knew that had to happen. They had to happen. It was a command of God. It was commanded, Brother Danny. They knew that. They understood that. He said, consider the apostle high priest of our profession. And then he named him. He said, Christ Jesus. Not them high priests of old days. Not them ones that was called that. Not that man, Brother Danny, that had to go in there for his own sins also. Not just for the people's. But he had to go for his own too. He had his own sin. If you think about it in today's time, Brother Robert, and we're not there, but we're not there. We're not there. But if you put yourself back in that time, and God had put you in that lineage, in that family, in that line, and you were the high priest at this moment in time, right now, Brother Danny, right now you was the high priest. And you were the one that was going to go behind the veil before God with the sacrifice that God would receive and cover sins of the people. It had to be for yours too, because you've got sin. It have to be for mine, because I've got sin. It have to be for yours, Robert, because you've got sin. But he didn't name them. He didn't name none of them older high priests, them high priests in times past, Brother Danny. He's telling them, he said, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Just named him. This is him. This is him, thank God. This is him. But listen, he not only covered you, he didn't just cover you, he cleansed you. It's gone. It's not covered and it's going to pop back up, Brother Robert. It's not covered up and you got to go back another year, Brother Danny, and get it done again. You don't have to do that. It's not covered this morning. It's cleansed, it's washed away. And God, listen, we see it and we have it. And we confess it. But the reality of it is it's gone, Brother Danny, it's gone. You're a holy brethren because it's gone. It's been cleansed. Do we sin? Yeah. And we're to confess it. We're to forsake it. We're to repent. And it keeps going, Brother Danny. If you repented, you're still repenting. If you ask for forgiveness, you're still asking for forgiveness. If you confess, you're still confessing. And you're still asking and begging God and pleading with God to have mercy on you. That is an ongoing thing, Brother Danny, but it's cleansed, it's washed, it's gone. I don't have to go back for the cleansing of my sin to be holy and righteous before God. Because I'm in him. He did something that the old high priest couldn't do. How'd he do that, Brother Danny? Because he didn't have no sin. That's why he's the perfect sacrifice. He did not die on Calvary. Well, let me put it this way. He did not die on Calvary for his own sin. I used to think that he didn't just die, he just didn't die on Calvary for himself. But I don't know so much about that now. He did. He died for himself that he'd have you. But he did not die for his own sins, for he had none. Listen, he had to. He said, consider him. Now, I understand this morning, the only way Christ could have you is he had to die for you. The Father gave you to him, but he had to pay the price. He had to make you holy brethren. He had to. Else he couldn't have you, Brother Danny. Say, why is it that way? Because God said it that way. God appointed it that way. God set it up that way. Always has been that way with God. We understand and know that's the truth. But that's the ordained purpose and will of God. God said it that way. Who determined that Christ would go to Calvary and die? God did. Has to be. They're sinful men. We're a holy and righteous God. The only way we can have them in our presence, Brother Dan, is they've got to be made holy. They've got to be imputed with the righteousness of God. And the only way that could happen is Christ had to die for you, like you, yet perfect without sin. And his blood didn't cover you, it cleansed you. It's not a covering, it's a cleansing. If it covered it, thank God, it might could get uncovered. But it ain't there, Brother Dan. It's gone. It's washed away. It's washed away in Christ. He said, notice this. He said, Christ Jesus, notice this, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Faithful to him that appointed him. All things are of God. The word of God said that Christ, he's speaking of Christ here, Brother Robert. Consider him, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Well, who appointed him? God did. He spoke of the Father while he's here on this earth, thank God. He was sent by the Father, sent him. He came to do the Father's will, thank God. Appointed him, thank God. He said he's an apostle and high priest, thank God. He said he was faithful to him that appointed him. All things. I want you to look in John chapter 3. We're looking at some scripture this morning. If you want to turn there, I'll try to get there as quickly as possible. John chapter 3 in the Word of God. John chapter 3. I think it is, John chapter 3, verse 31. I think it is, 31. I'll start reading there. John the Baptist still here on the scene in time. In verse 31, he said, he that cometh from above is above all. That's Christ. He said, he that is of the earth is earthly. And speaketh of the earth, he that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. And no man receiveth his testimony. He said he's seen and heard it. Brother Danny, he is sent. He said, for he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. You know, think on that and meditate on that, what God just said right there. He said, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. And then he said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. He said here in the Word of God, he's heard and he testifies of that he's heard and seen. He came to do the will of God. He's faithful to him that sent him. Look in John chapter 5, I think it is in the Word of God. John chapter 5, he's faithful now to him that sent him. John chapter 5, verse 36 in the Word of God, I believe it is. John chapter 5, verse 36. But I have greater witness than that of John. Jesus spoke here, speaking here. He said, I have greater witness than that of John. for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, he's faithful to him that sent him, the same works that I do. Bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. He said, search scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, a great verse of scripture, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. He came to do the works of God. He said that the works that he does bears witness, the Father bears witness with him, and the works which the Father hath given me to finish, he said, the same works that I do. He said he was faithful to him that sent him. Brother Robert, he did everything, left nothing out that the Father sent him to do. He was obedient all the way. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And when he cried out, it is finished, when he said it was finished, listen, when Jesus cried out on Calvary, it is finished, the whole Godhead said it is finished. The Father said it's finished. The Holy Ghost said it's finished. Everything was done. He finished and he did every work that the Father sent him to do. Brother Heidi didn't leave nothing undone. He was faithful to him that sent him. He said, notice this. Then here the man of God, Brother Danny, he gonna go back and he'll speak language to them that they have lived and been taught and they understand. These are children of God now. And you got to remember and realize that they're living in a time of coming out of that Old Testament into the New Testament. Coming out of that old covenant into the new covenant. That old promise into the new promise. And consider now, if you'd done that all that time, Brother Danny, and you had to do that all that time to stay right with God for a year and wait for next year to do it again. Your whole life you'd done that, put yourself in another man's shoes when you really can't unless you walk there. But you can think on these things, and Brother Hyde, I can understand. I'm just saying that, but by the help and grace and power of God, you'd have to come out of that. You'd have to get away from that, forsake that. It was right in its time. God gave it and God received it. But not now. Gotta come out of that. Gotta come out of that, Brother Danny. Gotta leave that you've been taught your whole life. And maybe you're 80 or 90 years old, however y'all, and you've done that your whole life. You got to step away from that. You can get out of that. Takes a lot of power of God. He's got it. Takes a lot of power of God. You know, some of the hardest people that ever get a hold of in today's day, Sister Linda, them that's lived in a false religion their whole life, and they've got age in it, and they've got time in it. It is even a young person, but an older person, that's in their 60, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, Brother Robert. And they've been in that their whole life. Pretty hard to walk away from that. What you believe. You got to admit that it's wrong. You got to admit that you've been wrong. You've been lied to. You've walked in a lie. You did it in ignorance. But God will forgive you. You got to do that. He said, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. They knew something about Moses and his faithfulness to God. Notice this. He said, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. What man? Jesus. Christ Jesus. More glory than Moses. Notice this. In the Word of God, they knew of Moses. And the law came by Moses, grace and truth by Jesus Christ. The law did, the Word of God said. I'm going to look in the Scripture and I'm going to read it. I don't want to misquote it. But the law did, and they knew something. These Hebrews, they knew about Moses. He was a great man in their lineage, and he was God's man. And he was sent by God to do the will of God and the work of God that God had for him to do. He was a great man of God. He was God's man. It's who God chose out. They knew him, Brother Robert. They've been taught Moses. John chapter 1, verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. Moses, according to the scripture, saw his hind parts. God had to hide him because he couldn't see the full all out thing. Say this morning, Brother Danny, he couldn't see and survive and see the whole full out glory of God. He couldn't. God, he saw the hind part of him. God had to hide him. Couldn't take it. Couldn't stand it. He wouldn't have been able to take it. He said, no man has seen God at any time. Notice this, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Now really what that means, what he really said there, Brother Hyde, in that scripture, and what the man of God's writing in Hebrews, you didn't see God in that, you didn't see God by that Old Testament. You didn't see God by that old way. You didn't see him. You didn't see him. You knew about him and you was taught him and God gave you the oracles. And we understand and know that, Brother Danny. But he said here in the Word of God, no man has seen God at any time. That's Old Testament time. That's New Testament time today. No man's seen God. No man's seen him, Brother Danny. No man has seen him. Notice this. He said, oh, the only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared it. He had declared it. Now listen this morning. Listen this morning. We can say this morning, Brother Hyde, that by faith we've seen God and we have. How did you see him? The Son declared him. Completely. That's right. Everything. 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 Jesus Christ has revealed God. He's revealed the Father. He's revealed the Son. He's revealed the Holy Ghost. He's revealed the whole Godhead. He is the whole Godhead. He's the fullness of it, Brother Danny. And he's declared him. He said, the Father, the Son that is in the bosom of the Father hath declared him. Him who? In that scripture, him is God. He has declared him. He's declared God, Brother Danny. He is God. Everything about him, he's full, completely revealed. And listen, he's give you revelation this morning, and you've seen God through him. His revelation, Brother Danny, is how you've seen him. But these natural eyes, no man has seen God. The revelation has to come and did come by Jesus Christ, whom he's telling them, considering, not Moses. He said he's counted more. He's counted worthy of more glory than Moses. More glory. John chapter 5, let me read that. He's more glory. You know, I think it, Brother, right, it's right, Brother Robert, I believe it's right. Moses, no doubt he had to. Well, he come down off that mount, Brother Dandy, and he had been, God had met with him. And he come down off that mount, Brother Dandy, he had to have some glory on him. He had to. He'd just been in the presence of God. God just spoke to him. He had met with God. He had to have some glory. He had to have some shining of God, if I can say that, some brightness of God about him. And they knew that, and they'd been taught that. And their ancestors had seen that. And it had been passed down, Brother Danny, passed down. But he said, this man's worthy of more glory than Moses. John chapter 5 and verse 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. Now, for had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me. Notice this, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? He said, if you don't believe the writings of Moses, then how shall you believe my words? The man of God's writing to the Hebrews, and he's telling them, Brother Robert, he's teaching them that old way and coming out of it, Brother Danny. He's teaching them, if you believe Moses, you'll believe on him because Moses wrote of him. I'm not trying to change the scripture. It lines up. It's right in line. It's right in line with what Jesus Christ said here himself, Brother Danny, while he's here on earth. He said that he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Again now, he's writing to these Hebrews and their holy brethren, their children of God. They're saved by the grace of God. He's telling them, thank God, they're coming out, Brother Danny, coming out. And he said that, listen, the very writings of Moses that you believed and you lived by and you walked in them and that was given to you and your ancestors and generation after generation and generation, all that's written about him.
That's right.
It's all pointing to it.
I'm
not that good at it, and I don't really get into it a whole lot, but there is a lot of it in the Scripture, Brother Danny. There is a lot of it in Scripture. But if there ever was a type of Christ in the Old Testament, it's the very thing that they believed for their cleansing for a year. That there was a perfect sacrifice given to God by a high priest that was chosen of God. Sent, anointed, appointed by God. The very thing that they believed, Brother Danny, Brother Robert, was pointing to the very one, Christ Jesus himself. And he's telling them that, listen, Moses wrote of me. He's a great man. And he was worthy. He was worthy. And evidently, he said here, he was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch, notice this, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house, Moses, in this scripture context, he said he's counted more worthy of more glory than Moses. You can put yourself here too. But in this scripture, he said, inasmuch as Christ, who hath builded the house, Moses, hath more honor than the house. He's got the ultimate honor and glory, Brother Danny. He's the builder. He's the builder. Listen, this morning, Brother Hyatt said it many times, I think you have him standing right here, brother, and there's religion that tries to live in an Old Testament economy, and they try to go that way, and they try to worship a man, and they try to worship the church. We don't worship the church this morning. We are the church. We are the church. The church worships the head, Christ. But we don't live in that old way. We don't worship a Moses. We don't worship some man that's appointed by a man that wouldn't know God if he walked on the face of the earth this morning unless God revealed himself to him. He don't know him right now. He ain't never been revealed to him. We don't live in that way. We don't go that way. We don't worship the church. We don't say, well, it's in the church. No, it ain't in the church. It's in Christ Jesus. Not in the church. You're in the church this morning. But listen, Brother Hyatt, the saving grace is not in the church.
No.
The saving grace is in the head of the church.
Amen.
Christ Jesus, the head of the body. I'm in the body because I'm saved.
Right.
I'm in the church because I'm saved.
Right.
Listen, I love you, Brother Hyatt, and you're my friend and you're my brother, and we're in the same body, but I don't worship you.
No.
I don't worship the church. We don't worship a man. We don't worship the body. We don't worship a man that might have some glory. God might have given him some glory. God might give him, thank God, a lot of grace and the power of God. I understand that. And Moses had it, Brother Hyde. He had it. He is God's man.
Yeah.
He had it because God gave it to him.
Yeah.
He didn't have it because his name was Moses.
No.
He is chosen of God.
Yeah.
God pulled him out of the stream, set him up, walked him down a pathway of life. And it was time then he was used mightily. It didn't really look like Moses is just going to be a nobody. Nothing, just an average Joe, if I can say that this morning, Brother High. Just like me and you, just a bunch of nobodies without God, but God.
That's right.
But God. You think about how many God did. He used him mightily, but he said, this man, he's worthy of more glory. Listen, he said in the Word of God, you got to get a hold of that. He said, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more glory than the house.
Yeah.
Christ built it.
Yeah.
He's the builder. We're the house. We are. According to the scripture here, we're the house. Notice this. He said in verse 4, listen. He said, for every house is builded by some man. But he that built all things is God. I don't know how you could deny the sovereignty of God.
Right.
I know how. You don't understand the scripture, and you don't know who he is. But to know him and read the scripture, Brother Robert, I cannot comprehend how anybody could really. I understand God's got to give them a light and a revelation. I understand, know that. I understand God has to give it to them. And listen, if he hadn't given it to us this morning, Brother Heidi, you have what he's give you.
That's it.
All the light that you have is what he's give you.
Yes.
There's more, Brother Heidi.
Sure.
There's more.
Sure.
There's more. God help. I don't know if we even know a speck of it. But we don't know everything. I don't know everything. What I'm saying is the light of God has to come, and God gives light if you'll respond to the light of God. And if you'll seek after him, you'll see, thank God, that he's sovereign. He said here in the Word of God, he said, for every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. You can't exclude anything out of that. Seen, unseen, known by me, not known by me, Brother Denny. He built it. Notice this, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant. Here's what he's teaching him, Brother Hyde. He said, Moses wrote of me. He said, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant. Notice this, why was he? Why was he faithful in all his house as a servant, Brother Danny? He said, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. That's the purpose of God in him being faithful in all his house as a servant. It's for them that be as a testimony. He said unto this, but Christ as a son over his, notice this, but Christ as a son over his own house. Notice this, whose house are we?
Right.
There it is. You're the house of God. He's telling these Hebrews, you're the house of God, Brother Danny. What he said? He said he's over his own house. Whose house we are. Whose house are we, he said. You're the house of God. And he's head over it. His own house. His own house. His own house. Listen. If you're a child of God and a holy brethren this morning, then you're the house of God.
Yes. Right.
The presence of God, Christ himself, in the person of the Holy Ghost, houses in you. You're his house. He's in you.
Yes.
So where's that, Brother Danny? He's in you this morning. He's over his own house. You're his house. He said here in the Word of God, whose house are we? Notice this, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Listen. As Moses was a testimony to them things that was to be spoken after, this morning, you're a testimony of those things that has been spoken, that's already been spoken. We're not looking forward, Brother Robert. We ain't looking forward. Christ has done came. We're not looking forward to Calvary. Christ has came, and he's died, Brother Danny, and he's washed us, cleansed us, purchased us, bought you, paid the price that was required by a holy and righteous God. Jesus Christ paid for it. He said here in the Word of God, he said, but Christ the son of his own house, whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end, as Moses, just as Moses is testimony, we are testimony. And listen. What he's saying here in this Word of God, don't twist it up, Brother Hyde. He's speaking to holy brethren. They're saved by the grace of God.
Yes.
They're saved by the grace of God.
Yes.
Listen. In verse number six, he said, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing, the hope firm unto the end. He's not telling them, Brother Danny, that they've got to do that to be saved by the grace of God. What he's saying, verse number 6, Brother Hyde, is that's a testimony. That's a testimony, thank God. Just like Moses was a testimony of those things that were to be spoken after. Listen, you're a testimony. That's proof, thank God. That's a testimony that you are the very house of God. He lives in you. You're saved by the grace of God. There's books, Brother Hyde, in the Word of God, probably 1 John, probably one of the greatest, I guess you could say, assurance books. Yeah. It can also be one of the greatest condemning books. Yeah. You're either in or out.
Yes.
You're either in or out. But it does prove if a man, it does give some assurance and some proof that a man's in.
Yes, sir.
But that proof is not in me performing the works that John says in that book of God. The fact that you do that is where the assurance is at. God does it through you.
Yes.
God does it through you. And your life, God working in your life and living through you, lines up with what John says in the book of God. And there's the assurance.
Right.
If it ain't there, well, then there's the opposite of assurance.
Yes, sir.
I thank God this morning, listen, child of God, you're his house.
Yes.
And he's over his own house.
Yes. Yes.
And he's worthy of all glory. He's telling Moses was a great man. No comparison.
No.
No comparison. He was a great man because God made him a great man.
Yes, sir.
Christ made him a great man. He built him. He made him. He ordained him. He called him for that purpose. But he's God's man. He said, he that builds a house, Brother Danny, is worthy of more glory than the house. You know why architects like to put the names on? They put big fancy buildings and all that, brother, you know.
Yeah.
I read a little bit about it back in the early days, all them big buildings in New York, the Chrysler Building and the Empire State Building. That was actually car dealerships and people that built that. GM man built the Empire State Building. Chrysler built the Chrysler Building. It's all competition. But I guarantee you, if you go to them buildings today, they got plaques on them with names on them.
Mm-hmm.
Architect names, financier's name, builder's name, company that actually built it. I guarantee you them names is on there. You know why? Because they were there of more glory than the building itself is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm the house.
Right.
He's the builder.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.